לנו שיעור אצלנו זה שיפור ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח שיעור שכולו שמחה עם משחקים תיאטרון ושירה והמורה שלנו מגלה רק לנו מה זאת אהבה
Very good, very well. So, the subject of our lesson is Pesach. Okay, Pesach. True, we are on Chol HaMoed. So, I'll try to answer today more than to ask. You have questions? Last lesson, we had many questions about Pesach. You answered. And before we talked about Pesach in the literal meaning, as it says in the Torah, like the history. And today we'll try to answer things that we didn't talk about yet and what you still have left as questions. So please ask. First of all, please. Why is it forbidden for things to fall on the floor? Why during the Pesach it's forbidden for things to fall on the floor? Because during the Pesach, yes, please, you. You want to answer instead of me? The floor is leaven. Because... you don't clean the floor and all year long people with their shoes. So the main thing during the Pesach is to be careful of the leaven. The leaven means our ego, our will to receive. So... with the signs in our world, we're careful with the leaven. This expresses our desire to distance ourselves from the ego, to be more in bestowal, in love, and a good connection towards the others. Yes? What is maror in spirituality? Maror is the bitter stuff, the horseradish. It's that the Egyptians made our life in Egypt bitter. How did they make them bitter? By, very hard work, and with all the stuff related to this hard work. It's the sign of our having a hard time in Egypt, meaning that a person starts feeling that to use his ego, it's bad for him. He starts to reach the recognition of evil. Then this feeling by the utilization of the ego, he feels it as bitter. Let's say you want to do something to your friend, let's say, and suddenly you feel a bit bitter because you're egoistic. This means bitter. What else? Maybe you could ask something. You said during one of the lessons that the 10 plagues, they symbolize the 10 sefirot. So why were these chosen, like the lice and frogs, etc.? These are signs. It's really very hard for us to open these blows these days. Why is it called blood and frogs and lice? We'll talk about it another time. Maybe I'll put together a broad explanation about it. But these are really blows from the Malchut down to the Keter, how on each and every blow. Listen, when I talk, you listen. Without hands, put down your hands and listen. And afterwards, when I say next question, then you ask. Every blow means that we have in the structure of our soul. In the structure of our soul. This is our soul. It's like a box. And in it we have 10 sefirot. Keter, Chumah, Binah, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. 10 sefirot. And in each sefira, we have 10 sefirot in the same sefira. 9 sefirot are called Tet Rishonot. Keter, Chumah, Binah, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. On each and every sefira, they're good. And the Malchut on each sefira, in each sefira, is not good. So, when I examine, when I take this first examination called blood, so I examine in the Malchut, the Malchut in the Malchut, and I separate it and I say that it's not good, that it's the stony heart, not good. It means that I underwent the first blow, and the first nine blows, they stay, I can use them. And afterwards, the Sfirah V'Yesod, meaning a different quality, I say, oh, good. The Tetrishonot, these Tetrishonot are good, nice, but the Malchut in the Yesod is not good. It's not good, and this is the second blow. Meaning each blow I differ from the good things that I can use with love and giving for someone, we differ it from the bad things. So, you could give up certain things for a friend, besides the main things for you that you can't give up, like what? Come on, come on. Let's say what? Shirt. Okay, let's say bicycle. You have an excellent bicycle, you know, with lights and honking and thing. Ooh, you just got them. So you can't share them with someone else. True? So your ego, with respect to the bicycle, you say, nah, I can't give it up. What can I do if I can't give up? I can't come out of Egypt. I can't connect to the other. So I remain the way I am. So what do? You make a separation, and all these desires, all these malchuts, you separate them. They are called the stony heart. Stony, it means that it doesn't hear, doesn't feel. There's such a piece there, it's like a rock, hard. And you separate it. You leave it in Egypt. And with all the rest, you come out. All the rest of the desires, all the rest that I have, I take this and I come out into the land of Israel to redemption. Okay, so the 10 blows, it's in order to discern such desires in us that we can't give them up. It's too big for me. Clear? Maybe each and every one would try, could try to scrutinize such desires that this I can't give up. Not to this extent. This means this is called the 10 blows we have to go through, and then we go free. We become free. Another question, yes? Why during the Pesach do we eat matzah and not leavened? Precisely because of this. Because the desires that we can come out of that are separated from the stony heart, they are called matzah. Matzah is called bread of poverty. Why poverty? Because there are no malchuts, there are no great desires. There's a small desire. I can give it up and connect it to others. I could give it to a friend or someone. I can connect to it and give it up. Therefore, it's called poverty, small desires. But for the time being, this is how I come out. I turn out at least separated from the desires that I leave here. It's Egypt. These desires. And these desires are called Israel. Israel, why? Yashar Kel. With which I can start moving through the desert towards Israel. Yes, Yechia? Why are we celebrating Leila Seder? We celebrate Leila Seder because it's the celebration of us coming out of our ego. We're getting rid of it. We escape it. All the rest of the desires are desires. These desires in us, they remain in Egypt. We don't want to work with them. We restrict them as if they never were. And we escape them. And from this point on, the only thing we want is to be at the desires with which I can connect to the others by. It's called the desires of Israel. Therefore, this separation in each and every one that can lift upon the ego. It's called coming out of Egypt, and it happens at night in the dark. A person doesn't exactly know what he's doing, because otherwise the ego will pull him forwards, and he doesn't know where to go with his ego, but he escapes. Therefore, it's called the night of the Exodus. It's such a state of darkness in man. And we celebrate it because we achieve it only by the help from above. What does it say there? That not by messenger, not by angel, but the Creator Himself. Okay, good. Meaning the upper force comes to a person, some force that brings him out of his evil. Okay, now the girls, please. Why did the children of Israel come out in the morning and not at night? I just said so. Because this feeling that we're escaping, it's a feeling of the darkness. Look, I only want to escape from all these evil desires. I want to escape them. If I'll know that before me there is something better, then I'll escape with my ego to these better things. This way, if I come out into the darkness, emptiness, into the nothing, I want nothing for myself, then it's for sure that I escape and my whole ego stays there. Yes, who else? What is an egg in spirituality? What does it say about the egg? Yes? That it's to remember the sacrifice of Chagiga. It is a sign of sacrifice. Egg is something that has life in it. When we want to find life, the korban in Hebrew, sacrifice, comes from the word karov, close. And when we dip it with the water and the salt and everything, and it has to be a boiled egg, this means that we now want to take this life upon ourselves, and therefore we do the sign. Yes, who else? You already asked, or? Who didn't ask yet? Please. Why didn't Moses enter the land of Israel? It has nothing to do with the Pesach. Why didn't Moses enter the land of Israel? Please, you? Because he was punished by the Creator. It's true. The Mei Merivah, there was this problem there. But what do we say? Who can remember? Because the Creator, he told Moses, there was this rock there, and he told him to speak to the rock, and then he'll get water. Instead of it, he hit the rock. Okay, this we'll see. It's not that simple, what a rock is, and what does it mean to speak and to strike it. But Moses doesn't belong to the land of Israel. It's a force that attracts us from Egypt. Therefore, it's called Moses. And this force only has to attract us, to draw us from Egypt. It draws us completely, then instead of it comes the next degree, a different force called, who's there instead of Moses? Joshua, his student. And why is this force of the Moses have to lead us all 40 years? We are in the recognition of evil. It's Egypt. And afterwards, we need to rise to bestow. Till we undergo this whole evil that we elevate and bestow, all that we feel here, we have to gradually, bit by bit, elevate to bestow, meaning to start and bestow instead of receiving. And this takes us 40 years. So the Moses, he has to be here by us as a leader for us, because he is the attracting force. Look, we're starting to come out. Let's say all these who are here from the beginning and down to here from 0 to 40. have to come out. So they come out a bit, and they come out a bit more, and they come out a bit more, till all of them come out. It's called 40 years, and we all came out. When we've distanced ourselves from Egypt, when the very last one, it means 40 years. What says about it in the Torah? That till the whole generation which came out of Egypt learns, meaning all those who are here, till they all pass into the desert, till they finish the final exodus, then they are not ready to come out into the land of Israel. When they come closer here, all these are the sons of Israel. Sons of Israel in Egypt. And these are the sons of Israel in the desert. And till they start coming out into the land of Israel. Okay? Where is it? Desert. Till they come to the land of Israel. So this is where the Moses is. Why do we eat? I think it's always during the Pesach we eat with salt because it's a reminder of what we had in Egypt. Who else? Yes? Why did Moses walk around with the people of Israel? Why did he go in circles instead of coming? Why wasn't it impossible to cross immediately from Egypt through the desert to Israel? There was nothing there. Now there is this channel there, but previously it was simple. You could directly walk, and the land of Goshen is close to the Sinai desert. Why didn't they go directly? But he took them from beneath through the Red Sea, etc. Please, yes, you.
No?
The Creator didn't want the sons of Israel to engage in war with Plishtim. What does it say? What else does it say? The sons of Israel, the Creator didn't want the sons of Israel to go through the Amalek because they only came out of Egypt. They didn't have any arms. They didn't have any weapon with which they could fight any other nation. Yes, please. The sons of Israel on their way had to go through Edom, but it was forbidden for them to fight them because they were their brothers. And the king of Edom wanted to declare war on them, so they made this bypass. Yes, it also says so. Yes, Ichi? They had to go through the Amalek. They didn't have enough desire to bestow because the Amalek is the desire in order to receive. Good. True. Because in Egypt, there was one of the tribes, I don't exactly remind which one, because they didn't calculate the Exodus correctly. And they stumbled upon the Amalek, which killed them. So the Creator, he didn't want the sons of Israel to see the bodies of their brothers. Who else? You know, or you have a question? No, we're answering questions now still. Because if the sons of Israel would have taken the short path, then they would have seen war, and the short path, they could return back to Egypt. And she says most correctly, what does she say? She says that because in the short way, you all said correctly, but what is the answer actually? The sons of Israel can't come out of Egypt in a short way because they won't have the weapons, the preparation to fight the different problems ahead of them. Plishtim, Amalek, Edom, etc., etc. And therefore, they have to go the long way, because the long way, they'll get the strengthening, they'll learn how to live in the desert, and also the Mount of Sinai and all the things in between. They first of all have to reach Mount Sinai, whereas if without this weapon of the Torah they suddenly stumble upon the Amalek or Edom or something, of course they can't withstand it, meaning have to reach Mount Sinai. Recognition of hatred. And then, when they understand that they still have hatred for each other, then they reach the Arvut and they get the power of the Torah, the light, and then they can fight anyone who comes. Other questions? For the time being, you who wanted to ask something, who didn't ask it? They're behind you. I have a question. How does the Exodus connect to what we do here? Meaning, here we disseminate, we have a TV channel, radio, etc., and in Egypt they came out by Moses, not by anything else. I don't know what you're saying. We learn the Exodus not in a way where the Torah tells us in the literal meaning. It tells us about the corporeal things, that this is how it was with the sons of Israel. We explain it internally. How does a person come out of his ego? He determines that it's Egypt and he wants to rise above his ego. He wants to get rid of it because he sees that his ego brings us blows, brings bitter life. And therefore, the story where it says in the Torah, it also tells us about our times, our condition, where also we, whoever wants to climb to the will to receive, to come out of Egypt, and for him, this whole story, it becomes really like teaching. Everyone knows what Hora is. Hora, teaching, is mean do this, do this, do this, and do this, and then you'll reach this place. So this is an instruction, the teaching. So the Torah also comes from this word. It explains to us how should we advance to the full redemption. Other questions? Ooh, you have plenty of questions. Who didn't ask yet? There is one question she never answers, but at least she could ask. Why was the holiday called Pesach? Ah, she's a guest of ours from Russia now. Yes, please, please. Why was the Pesach called Pesach? Why was the holiday called this? You can translate, please. Let her translate. So she's translating. Why was it called by the name of Pesach? Well, you want to answer, please? You didn't answer yet. Because in the firstborn plague. Okay, so this is how it was called, because it's Pesach. We like skip over. You remember our previous sketch. We differ between the will to bestow and the will to receive, and we discern between them, and we do Pesach, Pesach, skip over. Here are the Jews of the Egyptians, house of the Jew, homes of the Egyptians, homes of the Jews, and I differ between them, and I skip over. I kill only these. Return, don't kill these. Return, kill again. The Malchut. Return, don't kill. Return, back to the Egypt. Kill the Malchut, and this is how I have have to kill all my malchuts. And this means to skip over. This is for the sake of what we have, the Pesach, where we have to discern all our good desires with which we can connect to the others and our evil desires which remain in Egypt. Yes? Please. We have a picture that David sent us. David from Boston sent it to us. Let's see it. For the time, it's my picture. These are pictures from Toronto. He writes love. Good, okay. Excellent. And David from Boston, he drew this. This is if symbolizes the charoset and the Pesach dish. And okay, let's give them a warm hand. And next questions. There's another question, please. There's a question Adiel from Toronto is asking. He says, what's so special about Moses? Why was he chosen? It's really a very big question. He wasn't in anything special. What's special about Moses? What was special about this force pulling us from Egypt? How can we discern it? How can we find this force in us? How can we answer it? It says in the Torah that when Moses was born, light came out of him as if inner light. Yes, who else? Who can give an answer besides this? Can you give an answer? Anyone? Someone? Something? What do you think? Moses symbolized the point in the heart. He is the only force who was in Egypt without the Malchut. Okay, it's true. What else? Moses, he pulls us to the good force, towards spirituality. Yes, who else? Moses is the will to bestow. Yes, who else? Moses from the word to pull us outside of our ego. You last, please. When Moses saw he thought that he wants to escape, but he actually saw that he is drinking water. The Creator saw that if he could lead a herd so in such devotion, he could lead the people of Israel. Meaning to begin with, he had such qualities of bestowal that because he was in the house of Pharaoh, and he was the prince of Egypt, and he was so great in everything, from all the Egyptians and everything, because he was one of the Egyptians, he felt, nonetheless, that there is something different about him. Therefore, he couldn't stand it, and he killed the Egyptian, and he fled, he escaped, and he also saved the Gdi, which symbolizes the land of Israel, and therefore he advanced to be the leader. Other questions? No, you already asked. You have a question? Well, okay, give her. Let her. What is karpas in spirituality? Karpas. What is karpas? Who could tell? Karpas is salary. It's the potato that you dip into the salty water. Yes, but who can explain what does it mean? Karpas, like all these signs, they are a testimony to the hard work. Like it's a reminder of the destruction and all the different states we went through. Why did they choose a potato? Hard for me to say, I don't know. Then there was no potato. The potato was brought, Columbus brought it from America 500 years ago, all in all. Before this, didn't exist. So it's a sign. that this is how we behave. Other questions? Yes, Baruch? There is this song we sing on Pesach, Manishtana, what changed? We sing, what changed this Pesach from all nights? I understand that in corporeality it changed in the food and things. What changed in spirituality? In spirituality, it's all the signs that all the nights we eat chametz u'matzah, this night is all matzah. Meaning, it symbolizes for us the bread of poverty, meaning that only with the will to bestow we come out of Egypt, meaning all nights we sit, mesubin, like those who are free or like slaves, one way or another. We haven't scrutinized yet the states in us. Both these and those, this night, all of us, Mesubim, meaning this night, all of us are only with the will to receive. We come out of the rulership of Egypt. Like Bechorim, yes? Questions or Shebecholia? Okay, questions. Let's move on to the questions. Who wasn't with us yet? You, okay. Who wasn't here yet? You were already here. Okay, please. Why do we eat chazeret? Also, the same reason. All these signs, they tell us about our hard work, hard states in Egypt. It was these signs were chosen. Is the Pesach of Egypt and today's Pesach, are they in equivalence of form? The meaning our customs or what we have to undergo now? Coming out of our Egypt. What do we have to undergo? What do we have to go through? Yes, we have to go through. All of humanity is now in Egypt, is starting to feel. All of humanity is entering the general global crisis. It means that the 7 years of satiation came to an end, and the 7 years of hunger are starting, and now there will be the recognition of evil in all of humanity. They're in hard work. Our ego controls us. We're in a very unpleasant, hard state, really the 7 years of hunger, both the spiritual and the corporeal hunger as one. Then we'll make the same efforts and the same stages coming out of our Egypt. We'll find out that our life now is completely under the Pharaoh, under our ego, this evil that rules and controls us and doesn't let us advance, burdens us with different materials and things. Even though this Pharaoh gives us nothing, he doesn't let us come out. And therefore, humanity now is also in a state like the sons of Israel before the Exodus. Whoever wasn't with us yet, you weren't with us yet, okay? Why during the Pesach do we clean and not during the rest of the holidays? We always have to clean. You know, the Pesach is not necessary to clean. Maybe you'll have all the garbage left on the floor. It doesn't matter. It's allowed in Pesach. Pesach is not that I have to tidy the windows and the walls and everything. Cleaning the and during the Pesach, it means cleaning us from the ego, from the leavened. That's it. Simply cleaning the house, it's a custom. But we want to get rid of the leavened of our ego. Therefore, a person has to make this inner cleansing. You know what happens where you do it? You can invite people to do it? No. How do you do it? From what do you have at home in order to cleanse yourself from the inside? Very nice. Not to laugh, please. I have a broom. I have something by which I can clean my clothes. And my mom can also clean my clothes. Why did you laugh at him? Chubby, first of all, stand before everyone. Now say, how do we clean ourselves from inside? What do you think? What is a broom? How do you clean yourself from within? The broom, and afterwards you take something clean, you know, like a clean rag, and then you clean from the inside. Explain to us. Oh, with different books, Kabbalistic books, you read, and you scrutinize, you go to the friends, and together you do it, and then you feel that you're a rag. You see, everyone's happy. Please, you afterwards. What is Charoset in spirituality? What does it say about Charoset? Please, he knows. It symbolizes for us the teeth, meaning when the sons of Israel worked really hard to build buildings, nice buildings. Pitom and Ramses, but it was nice buildings for the ego, but for them it wasn't anything good. There in the end, please. It's good that the girls ask there, because the desert that the sons of Israel are walking in throughout the whole Torah, it's the same desert also in Genesis. Yes, but the whole book of in the desert, you see here, in the desert, till we all detach from Egypt, you know, each ninth of Av, it says that another generation died, till they advanced. You didn't hear about it. For 40 years, let's say 40 years, each time, another part and another part of Egypt died till they came out of Egypt. And when they all died, then they got permission to enter the land of Israel. Meaning that all those that came out into Egypt, they passed away, and those that were born in the desert, they enter the land of Israel. Only these. Now we'll translate it into our language. All the will to receive those that we come out with them into Egypt, these are the desires, the will to receive that we're not ready, not prepared, that they're not ready and prepared to enter the land of Israel. Why? Because they're only the first nine. They're without the malchut, without the desire, because the egoistic desire, they left it in Egypt. And then they need to connect here to themselves a new desire. Under these malchuts, write it down. Afterwards, we'll learn. Malchut of Bina. They get this thing, the Malchut of Bina, meaning a desire to bestow. A desire to bestow. And then they're ready. This is called a new generation. And then instead of the nine sefirot, they have 10 sefirot, meaning whole kli, a whole kli. And with this whole kli, they can enter Israel. A question about the Erev Rav. You said about the mixed multitude among the Egyptians. So if the Egyptians are in Israel, the mixed multitude is the word to... No, the mixed multitude aren't the Egyptians and not Israel. They're mixed. Therefore, they're called the mixed multitude, the sons of Israel, which mixed with the Egyptians and took their ego, and they now behave according to their ego. And nonetheless, they now join the sons of Israel in their coming out of Egypt, and afterwards they do a lot, they make a lot of trouble. All that the people of Israel suffer later on in the desert, it comes from the mixed multitude. We have a question from Nastya from Ashdod. If the leavened is the ego, why don't we eat matzah the whole year? Before Pesach, it's allowed for us to eat leavened. During the Pesach, it's forbidden for us to eat leavened. We detach from the ego. Why, after the ego, can we eat? After the Pesach, can we eat leavened once again? What, to connect with the ego? Well, who else? Who else? Because it symbolizes the ego, and after the Pesach it's okay to eat the leavened. We connect to ourselves, yes? Well, quickly, give it on. You always take the good things from this evil force, like you talked about that dough, that you can take always the chocolate from within that dough, meaning that we always have to take a bit of ego to correct it. Someone new, I'm waiting for someone new. Who didn't answer yet at all? So every year he has to clean his desires anew. Yes, because we're still in all these desires to enter once again deeper and deeper till a person becomes completely righteous, and I hope to see you on that degree. The subject for the next lesson. So what is Yom Ha'atzmaut? With Pesach, okay, we're finished. So the Independence Day to the State of Israel. What is the State of Israel? What is independence? What it means to be free? And what is it called? Freedom. And now the song.
אצלנו זה שיפור ללמוד ולפתוח את הלב ואת המוח.